This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The death toll from the coronavirus has risen to 724, according to the World Health Organization, with almost all of them in China. AP's Julie Walker reports.
One recent death in China was a 60-year-old American living in the epicenter of the outbreak. Also, more cases were confirmed on a quarantined cruise ship in Japan, and a new cluster was diagnosed at a ski resort in France. The WHO's Dr. Michael Ryan says they're looking at the chain of transmission around the world as a way to learn more about the coronavirus and fight it.
Looking at each individual transmission chain across all of the countries, so we can link each case to its potential origin and its potential exposure.
Meanwhile, China has agreed to allow a WHO-led team into the country to investigate, and they're hoping it will include members of the CDC. I'm Julie Walker.
It was a deadly day in Thailand. A soldier took over a popular shopping mall. Officials say at least 20 are dead and 31 others injured. Police say they've secured the mall but have not given any information on the gunman's whereabouts. AP's Charles De Ledesma has more.
Video taken inside a car catches gunshots fired as one passenger reacts in terror. Police say the soldier had initially shot dead another soldier and a woman, apparently over a land dispute. Then the man took a gun from his military base and drove to the mall where shooting continued. Video taken outside the mall and shared on social media shows people taking cover in a parking lot as gunshots are fired. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
Eight people are reported killed and dozens injured in an outburst of violence in Kazakhstan Saturday. The country's interior minister told a news conference that about 300 people were involved. Area residents said on social media that it was an ethnic dispute. For more news, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Irish Prime Minister